Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady? Will you take a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it a good kiss all night. All night in the club. Will you stay down tonight? Undo you come up. Are you a Macaholic?
Damn it, we here, we ready, we live, we ready to do it. Trey ain't on the board, so that's why we had that goddamn abrupt stop. But shit, we here. That's all that matters. I'm going to be here every Thursday. Trey going to be here every Thursday with me. And if you be here, cool. Now, I got a lot of requests for the way I started this show off last time. And I'm going to start it off that way again. No fucking apologies. I'm sick of you guys having apologies to women, to people, to your boss about how you are. No longer will you apologize for being yourself. Now, I'm not saying go get fired from your job, but I am saying take what I'm saying under consideration. No fucking apologies. No fear. You're going to stop having fear, you know, wondering what people think about you being you. You don't have any fear about that. You're also going to incorporate having no shame. You know, that's why I don't know if you ever heard this before, but motherfuckers be screaming this pimping through a straw. Trey, Trey, what's up, man? I'm sorry, bro. What's happening with you?
No problem, Rosebud Picassiano.
hey, Trey, what do you think screaming the pimping, well, not the pimping, screaming anything through a straw? What do you think that means?
That means that you're not getting full spit.
Now, you got to go a little deeper.
Well, if you spin through a straw, it's going to be very narrow. Not really. Your game's not going to hit more people. It's going to be more narrow, I would say.
God damn it, I wanted you to say it, motherfucker, but you didn't. And I'm glad about that, too. But, see, screaming anything through a straw is impossible. You're going to be whispering because your lips is flexed around the straw, and you can't move your lips to make your words make any sound. So whatever you're saying going to come through the tube of a straw, which means ain't nobody going to hear this shit. So what I'm saying is, no shame. You ain't going to no longer feel shame of what you are. And no disrespect. When you show this attitude to people, you're not being disrespectful. You're not trying to antagonize them. You just don't have no apologies, no fear, no shame or disrespect. And most of all, you don't have no regrets. You don't have no goddamn regrets about what you chose to do in your life. You ain't got no regrets about how you handle this or that with your woman. These are the five no's that you need to have as a part of your goddamn belief system. No apologies, no fear, no shame, no disrespect, no regrets. Implement this shit in your life ASAP. Plus, this is part of the free shit I sent. So if you missed it or you came in late or whatever, hey, ask for it. Hit my email. You guys know this is the fucking Down and Dirty show. The Down and Dirty 101. This is about actually finding out how to be this motherfucker. I mean, you want to be a motherfucker. Trey, let me ask you something. I'm sorry, Trey. There ain't that many people in line. I see a couple of motherfuckers, but they ain't asking questions. But so what I'm saying is, I want to ask you, Trey, what do you think the word or a woman calling you a motherfucker? Now, well, I ain't going to give you no hint. What do you think that means? Or how do you see that?
They say you're a motherfucker. I would say that she's saying that you're the shit. You're cut above the rest. You're not average. You're uncommon.
So, she could have said, man, you something else. She could have said, man, you sharp. What, you're right, for one thing. But what I'm saying is, the word motherfucker, when you are called a motherfucker, that means that whoever called you that has run out of adjectives or descriptive words to describe you. And the word motherfucker is like dot, dot, dot. Do you know what dot, dot, dot mean in math, Trey?
Dot, dot, dot math. No, I do not.
If I said 1, 2, 3, dot, 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 that would mean 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, on until infinity. Dot, dot, dot means infinity. So what I'm saying is, man, you know, our shit don't stop. And if you really pay attention to where I'm coming from, to how I relate my life to every subject that we talk about, you'll start to understand. You know, because what I do for you, with you, is very important. And a lot of you guys don't realize the importance. 267, I see you right there, so I'm finna answer your question right now. 267, what's up, bro? What's your first name? What's your question?
Rose, bro, what's going on, man? What's going on with you? This is Jay, man.
Jay, what's happening?
Man, chilling, bro. Glad to chop up game with you, man. It's a pleasure, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here drowning, man. And I had a couple questions I wanted to ask, man.
Come on, man. Let's go.
All right, when meeting a chick out here in these streets, like, I remember an old interview you did where you were saying that if a pimp didn't know that his girl was cheating on him, if he didn't know that she was about to break up with him, then he wasn't really pimping, because if you're pimping, you're supposed to already know where the chick's head at anyway. And I'm not talking
now,
about, because I'm not, oh, go ahead.
Now, what I'm going to say is, that's right, what you just said. But just any motherfucker can't do that. So I don't know how to agree with that. You know, so let's go ahead.
Okay.
Keep on going.
All right. The question is kind of, when dating these chicks out here, or not even dating, just getting a chick number, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. Like, how to know where you stand with her body, you know what I'm saying, how to be able to read her body language and tell
hey,
where
Trey,
her mind is at.
Trey.
Yeah.
What's going
uh-huh.
on with this brother right here?
He doesn't have the course.
Not only that, he ain't got nam too. So what I'm saying, brother, you know, I don't understand you guys. I mean, I truly don't. You're not broke. You don't sound broke. So what I'm saying is,
I'm not broke. Listen to me for a second, man. Like, I really want to. It's not like I'm just. Man, they ain't going to buy the course. I'm going to just call every week. Nah, man, I want to buy the course, man. It's just right now, I'm out here in a different city. I'm trying to go home in the end of September to get some stuff taken care of. My driver's license, I got to buy a plane. I already bought the plane ticket, but I got to rent a car while I'm down there, because I ain't trying to have nobody, my so-called family members, acting like I got to ask them for anything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saving that money for this. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, October, November, I'm planning on getting the course. You know what I'm saying? But in the meantime, I'm drowning out here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Hold up. Let me ask you this.
You need to play that Michael Malloy minute as soon as you can after you made that thing.
Okay. let me ask
Trey
you.
Trey on my ass, man.
Well, Trey, not, man. But what I'm saying, brother, is you have done some things. From what you've said, I can see that you've done some things toward what you're trying to do. But the major thing that you need to do, you won't do. And you need to motherfucking get some game. You need to get some game that you ain't going to get. I don't give a fuck what you ask me. I mean, I ain't saying don't ask your questions. I'm saying come on, ask your questions. But what I'm saying is no matter what you ask me, no matter what answer I give you, you ain't going to be able to stand it. You just not. Let me tell you something, man. Now, I don't know how old you are, but let's just take it like, let me just say it like this. At your age, do you know how to play baseball, don't you?
Basketball, I don't know how to play baseball.
Well, let's say basketball then. Basketball. At your age, no matter what, at your skill level, no matter what, do you think you can get out with them motherfucking that really ball? Not professionals. I'm talking about them niggas out there, them New York niggas out there having that shit. Do you think you can ball with them motherfuckers?
Hell no.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Hell no.
You can't. That's right. And you right to admit the truth. But what I'm saying
is... That was deep what you just said, man.
I'm just saying, man. You got to understand what you're doing. You spending money on... You putting the cart before the horse. You got to get yourself together. Now, I don't mean undo what you've done. What you've done is good. I just think it's way premature. Because if you ain't the nigga to understand what it takes to make what you've done benefit you, then you just going to be then wasting some money.
Damn.
Why? Because what you're going to do, you got your ticket, you're going to get your car, you're going to go down there. I don't know what the hell you're going to do. You ain't told me. But whatever you're going to do.
I can tell you right now.
Hold up. I'm not saying tell me. What I'm saying is what you're going to do is irrelevant. So it's not about me addressing what you're going to do. What I'm addressing is what you're doing and what you're not doing. Because what I'm saying is, whatever business you have to take care of course you want to go down there and take care of it. But is that all the fuck you want to do when you go down there and take care of that business?
No, it's not.
So, I'm not asking you what you want to do. But what I'm saying is, if you had the tools that I'm offering, if you had this course that I'm offering, whatever the fuck you going down there to do, you would have a plan to do it. So, since you don't have it, and since I gave you that hint, what's your plan? How you going after you take care of your business? How you gonna do what you didn't need? You want the other stuff you want to do?
Man, Rosebud, what you just told me, man. The illustration that you used about them boys out there at Rucker Park in New York.
Yeah.
Them some professional street ballers, man. Like, it take years to get to that level. You can't nobody that just play ball casually in the backyard think they finna. It's going to take some grinding. This shit takes work, like work, to even think about walking out there on the court.
Why are you saying that? Because I agree with everything you're saying. But why are you saying
it? I guess because it's just making me realize the work that I haven't done is making me pay attention to all the shit I haven't done as far as work that I know I should have been doing, but I haven't done because of fear or because of not knowing or because of whatever. And it's just really making me like, damn, I got a lot of fucking shit to do, man.
No, you don't. You have one thing to do. And that's get hooked in with the course. What I'm saying is all these things you just mentioned. I know, goddamn, what do you call them motherfuckers? I can't even think of the word. But what I'm saying is I know I could be one of these motherfuckers that can sell, you know, water to a fish. You know, if you know, you could think of me like that. But no, what I'm saying is all of the things you're talking about, this is what the course does for you. It makes you not, you sort of see it, but you're blinded because you don't care that you see it. So in reality, you don't see it, because if you've seen it and you've seen what it was doing to you, you don't sound like the kind of guy that would want to let something that you can handle do shit to you. So with that said, what I'm saying is if you had the course, not only would you be going home, not only would you have decided whether or not you could ball with the Rucker motherfuckers, and them motherfuckers, let's say in your town, let's say you from Memphis, them motherfuckers in Memphis that think they like the Rucker motherfuckers, I didn't got the course, I didn't found out this, I didn't found out that, you know, I know this about myself, I know all kinds of things are going to happen to you because of the confidence level you thinking on. And once you realize the reason you are allowing this shit that you already know ain't shit handle you, you'll realize it's because you don't see how lacking confidence you have. You may think, oh, man, I need more confidence. And you can say, yeah, I'm lacking confidence. But you don't see how you're lacking confidence. Because the average person that sees what's happening and it's negative, it's detrimental, they cease to allow it happen. What you got, bro? And you know, I'm not, wait, you know I'm not fucking with you because I don't like you. I'm telling you the real shit that I'm telling you because I love your motherfucking ass. And I want you to be able to call this goddamn show and spit the truth and understand that I'm going to hit you in the chest if you need to be hit in the chest. I'm going to pat you on the back if you deserve to be patted on the back. But most of all, I ain't changing. So I just want you to understand, this ain't nothing personal. I love you, man. I don't want you being weak like that. But what's one thing, that you really got that can help you, that you know unequivocally can help you from this conversation?
Shit, I got to get the course. I got to, the course. It's, I have to allocate my money to where it's important. I'm going to tell you, the most important thing I got from this conversation, man, was really that the whole time I've been putting the cart in front of the horse, pretty much, man.
Okay, listen. The whole thing you should have got from this conversation, which what you just said is dope, because if that's what you got, I can't say that's not what you got, man. Ain't that a bit? You should have got. No, I'm going to say if you see that you're putting the cart before the horse, keep that, understand that, but add this to it. See, because what you should have got is that you can't deny doing something progressive towards whatever you're thinking when you're, you know, saying, oh, man, I need to be blah, 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 blah. You know, what I'm saying is even this is the proof of the pudding is in the things you said. And what I'm saying is even if you made positive steps toward doing this or doing that, the moment you start thinking about what you didn't do, you're going to see that positive shit ain't shit. I don't give a fuck about no positive shit when it's some negative shit I ain't did. I'm serious, man. If it's some bullshit.
You're right, man, because. You're right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, because all the shit that I've accomplished, man, I feel like I'm a motherfucker, man. I done did some shit, man, that I feel like a lot of motherfuckers can't do. You know what I'm saying? I'm from a little fucking small bumblefuck ass town in the middle of nowhere. I moved to fucking Philadelphia, man. with nobody, $500 hustling every fucking day out there in the parking lot with the fucking day laborers, the Mexicans making $100 a day and shit, fucking around and got on my feet. Dog, I'm good out here. I got a nice-ass job making like $20 an hour. Now I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, really chase my dreams. Like, I, you know, really came from the bottom all the way to, like, a stable level. Now I'm trying to go even further, like, you know what I'm saying? But
listen,
it don't mean
shit because I ain't got this,
you know what I'm saying?
No, listen, man. Think about this, man. You got to understand, you are a guy that I would judge. I mean, even though I would recommend starting from the beginning, I don't think you actually at the beginning of where the course ends as far as the level it starts on. Now, what I'm saying is you could be way past that level. But if you don't understand what makes you be past that level, it ain't going to do you no good being past that level. Because you're going to carry what you're missing to every level that you go to. And you're going to be missing something. So what I'm saying to you, bro, is that if you think what I'm telling you has value, and this is no joke, magnify it 10, 20, 30 times when it comes to the course. Because there's a hell of things I can't talk to you or don't talk to you about that I can talk to you about as far as what you're saying right now. That course is not only going to talk to you about it, it's going to make you admit it to yourself, and then when you admit it, it's going to show you 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different ways to handle that shit. Knowing you fucked up is part of the problem. You got to know how not to be fucked up or how to correct yourself. And it don't seem like you really know that, or you haven't developed the strength to realize that in reality, you may already know it. So I could be telling you, man, fuck the course. Don't get it. And you just be confident in yourself. And then 2 weeks from now, call me and let me know how'd you do with that. I mean, I'm not scared to tell you shit that can help you. Because what I'm saying is you need to be confident. Like you didn't know that. Like you had to call me for me to tell you that, for you to know that. Come on, man. You know you ain't had to call me to hear that shit. So what you really need to know is how to become confident. And for a person that has above the beginning level, they would really gravitate to what's being said in the course because they kind of would understand it. It would take, let's say, a person that just really don't know shit, it would take him going through the whole course and then listening to it again for him to be where I think you would kind of be. You know, because...
Can I ask you something too, Rosebud?
You can ask me anything, brother. That's what this show is about.
All right, check it out. Hey, it's real, man, because, you know, listen, you one of the only dudes out here, man, that you really can just call up and chop up game with, like real game and get a thorough understanding, man. You can't call some of these people, man, like that, you know what I'm saying, without, you know, whatever. Anyway, the course, right, like I know you said, if you're talking about somebody that didn't know nothing, like, I almost kind of feel like somebody that didn't know nothing at all, he would have to have some type of field experience. He had to be around somebody that's to be able to observe.
No, you don't. What you need to do is start from the very beginning of the course, part one, and do every fucking thing it says do. That's what people don't do. They just watch it, and they see what it says do, but they don't go out and do what it says do. The motherfuckers that go out and do what it says do get what doing that supposed to give them. And what it gives you is the ability to overcome whatever it was that you was afraid to do that you're doing now. But if you just read this, I mean, look at the shit And you hear me saying, you got to overcome that shit. They say, yeah, man. And that's what most people do. I got to overcome it. But they don't. Because they too, I don't know, whatever, to even go through the exercise. So, bro, what I'm telling you, it can sound like a sales pitch, you know, because I can sell sand to a motherfucker that lives in the desert. But this is not a sales pitch. What I'm saying is, I don't know where you're going to end up taking this shit, but where you at right now, I believe you would understand this shit. And I really believe from the very beginning to the end, you would take it in. But what I believe more, I believe it fucking would help you because you want it. And that's something I can't give you. You got to want it. You know, plus, let me tell you this. Right now, let's say you say, God damn it, Rosebud, I'm a fucking buy your shit. And you go to AskRosebud.com and you see I got this price. And you say, fuck it. I'm going to buy one of them, part one. Man, when you send me that $100, right now, I motherfucking got a 2-for-1 going. So you getting part one and part two. So what I'm saying is, shit, you're getting a double dose, which is what? That's my motherfucking name, Rosebud Double D. I'm just talking shit, man, but I'm serious, though. I got a 2-for-1 going. You can spend whatever you spend on a tool or whatever. I'm going to give you 2 tools. But you, I would rather you spend your money on the goddamn confidence course. And whenever you feel that you can spend $100 or $200, let's say you can spend $200, I'm gonna send you all of part one, and because it's 4 parts. So with $200, you only get 2 parts. But with the 2-for-1, you're gonna get 4 parts. But the 4 parts you're getting is the entire 1.0. And I'm telling you, the first part, part one, spends like 1 hour and 15 minutes reintroducing yourself to yourself. But as you do that, you're finding out all the lies that you've been telling yourself. And it kind of lets you, part one kind of lets you go through, you know, it gives you things to do, and it gives you progression that you are actually making, but it's not going to let you really know you lying to yourself until part two. And then part two, when it gets you to doing what it tells you to do, and you're going to be asking yourself questions, because I don't know you're asking yourself questions, but part one has already convinced you that when you're asked the question, if you don't fucking tell the truth, you may as well go, you know, stick your hand in the garbage disposal because you ain't shit. So part two, the questions it start asking, you're going to be answering from your gut, from your heart, because you want to be truthful. And that's when part three comes in, and it shows you that you've gained, it shows you the level of confidence that you, in part one, you gain some confidence. Part two, you gain a little more. But part three shows you how to use this confidence, how to wear this confidence like a suit, you know, how to be able to hook it up in certain ways to make a certain kind of ensemble because, you know, it ain't winter all the time. Sometimes it's summer. Sometimes it's spring. You got to know this shit, man. And then part four, which is the most important part, it shows you how not to be arrogant. Because once you learn this shit and you get such a big head because you see all this stuff you've learned, if you don't be careful, you'll never catch a bitch because they're going to say you're very arrogant. And they see confidence as arrogant unless they see confidence as confidence. That's why you're going to change your persona. You're going to do what the shit you learn in the fucking course. And you knowing all this stuff is going to start to show confidence. And once that happens, you're off into an aura. Everything about my course, dude, I don't know if you know this. You know, I got a BA in sociology with an education concentration, which means all social aspects of life. You know, I know, and I know how to teach you these things. I got a master's in teaching and learning with technology, and I know how to put shit together so that through the computer you can learn what needs to be learned. And I'm telling you, I ain't no joke, bro. I'm serious. This shit will do what I'm saying it will do, but the only thing you are responsible for, well, there's two things. You got to buy it, but you got to do what the fuck it say. And then I'm totally responsible for anything that you think or say that happens after you do that. If you do what it say, I know in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, you're going to start calling me, you know, talking about things that you're doing because you ain't going to be worried about it. You're going to have the confidence. Do you understand? I know I took a lot, man. Trey, you should have stopped me, man. I went off. Hey.
No, that was good, man. I understood.
You do?
I understood what you said, man. Yeah, I understand.
So, do you have another question? You said you had a couple.
There was a scenario about this this female I met last night, right?
Right.
I was at the gas station. She was trying to promote some health shop, some smoothie shop she had right up the street. You know what I'm saying? I didn't just get off work. I was like, listen, I'm going to take the flyer or whatever, but I'm going to check you in the morning because she said she opened up from 6:30 to whatever, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. So she gave me her number, but she was giving me her number like as to promoting her business, though. It wasn't like I asked for her number or some shit like that. She was giving it to me like
right,
she was promoting her business. But I kind of felt a little vibe between us, though, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know what, I'm going to go see what's popping. Plus, I already worked out anyway. I worked out early in the morning. That's the same time when I'm heading to work at 6:30. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, after I leave the gym, I'm going to go get a smoothie.
Check it out. I don't need every detail. Come on. What's the question?
No, I already did. I went to the this morning. I went over there. You know what I'm saying? I got the smoothie and the little tea or whatever she made me or whatever. I paid her for it.
Let me guess. Nothing happened.
Right. Nothing happened.
You know why? Because when you felt a long time ago, whatever the hell you were saying, and you were saying, you felt when she gave you the number, you know, you felt this, you know, you should have said something. Girl, you know, you giving me this number and stuff. You know, I know you got a shop you promoting and stuff, but if I call you, I won't be calling you about them eyes you got or them hips or them legs or whatever the fuck you say. But you felt something, and you were supposed to investigate, period. Study
wrong.
Yeah,
I texted her, you know what I'm saying? Now you're not wrong, man. I texted her whatever, you know what I'm saying? And
No. I ain't talking about all that technology bullshit that you motherfuckers do. I'm saying
bitch. I should have said something in person.
You goddamn right. Standing right in front of you. And you feeling something, and your ass worried about whatever the fuck you was worried about. I don't know, so I ain't gonna guess. I know that motherfucking bitch could not have smiled some kind of goddamn way that I thought anything, that I wasn't gonna shoot my shot. God damn it, let me miss. Shit, I ain't scared to miss, man. I'll shoot my shot at baby. And she say, nigga, is you crazy? And I say, yeah, a little bit, you know, and then I'll leave her alone. But what I'm saying is I don't feel shit negative. Shit. That's what I'm supposed to do. And that's what she's supposed to do. If she don't want to give me no action, she's supposed to say, motherfucker, fuck you, or whatever she say to let me know, don't fuck with her. But I am not supposed to guess that she's going to say some shit like that. Therefore, I don't say nothing to the bitch. You know, I ain't supposed to think of 17 scenarios right quick, and then I don't know which one that I'm going to go through with the bitch, so I don't say nothing to the bitch. Shit. I'm saying, You can't tell me both of those things I just mentioned ain't what you was doing.
Yeah, real talk, man.
I can't hear you. Oh, there you go. Real talk. All right. So I'm going to put you back in. And believe me, man, this is some good shit because it's real shit. You know, I get so sick of these motherfuckers that want to talk about everything but real shit. This was real. I love this, man. So if you got anything else, you got to get off and then press one again. All right?
All right. Bet that up, man.
You know it.
Hey, play that Michael Moroy minute if you don't have a call.
Okay, I ain't got no call, and let's go. You know, you guys know Michael Moroy's past. You know, Michael Moroy, you know, man, Michael Moroy wasn't no player. I mean, he wasn't even no kind of way slick, to tell you the truth. He was just a motherfucker that loved his camera. And his fucking camera spoke volumes for him. And I was fortunate enough to meet him in a situation, and we had a 10-second conversation. And from that, we struck a friendship. And it took a little while before we hooked up again, but when we did, that friendship was solid. And here is my tribute to Michael Moroy. And this is Down and Dirty, which is we're the only station that does this. This is the Michael Moroy Minute.
Oh, but see, you know what I mean? What I was saying is like this. I see a lot of people, they be running up to the car in L.A. and everything. Hey, get it to Snoop. Get it to Petey. Give me CD. I be riding. I look at Skimmy. I'm on there. Man, I just want to give you my CD to give. And this is what I always said. If they really wanted me to get that, when they give me that CD, they should have something fold up in that envelope. You know what I mean? Show you really want me to make that happen. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know. I mean,
a lot of times, nigga be tripping about me charging. When I first met the bitch,
you get your glass?
I had to pay.
Okay. First, tell him what it is. You wasn't on this?
No, I'm waiting for you to crack it.
Huh?
As soon as you crack that, I'm going to down this.
I was on it for you. Yeah, okay.
Church, when we first met, didn't I have to break bread with you?
This is what I said, player. And listen to this. This has nothing to do with conning or drag or none of that. I always tell players, one thing about, like they said, the gang is to be sold and not told. And the reason that said like this, okay, then, I can give you some real powerful gang, and if you didn't pay me for it, you ain't going to even do it. Because it's against your nature. But if you pay me for that gang, you're going to at least try it because you paid for it, and that would make you succeed. So don't be afraid. I paid. You know what I mean?
Hey,
you think
I
ain't paid dues to the game? But when you do that, then you know you didn't work for it. You know, ain't nobody gave you nothing.
Hey, let me tell you
Russell
something.
Simmons sold
y'all,
it up.
Y'all just got some boss game right now. He is not lying, man. I paid the man to fuck with him in his bowl, and
when
I done
you
made
do that right,
your career off of that.
When you step up,
you
right,
know, Lil Mac,
when
you know,
step up right, the right direction, when you step
man,
up right, the right
Miami,
direction, no spot.
Vegas, everything off me,
man.
Fucking with the man, cause I came up, I tell
you
him all the time,
hey,
close your mouth, open
Snoop
your pockets.
Dog and everything. Come
close
on,
your
Joe.
Mouth, open your pockets, man. I don't want y'all little
it.
Drag, man.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. That was Magic Wand, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. They were spitting some real shit, man, because, see, the thing, I put this in everybody that buy my shit. I say, whatever you do, don't give this shit away. You know, you got this shit, you got a friend, he give it away, because if you give it away, they're going to use it, and they're going to tell you it ain't shit. Because if they don't pay for it, they're not going to even care if it is shit or not. What I'm saying is they were saying the same thing. You know, if you pay for something, you're going to make sure it serves its purpose. And it's valuable enough for you to not really want to give it away. So it has to be stolen. It has to be sold, That's why game is to be sold and not told. If a motherfucker tell it to you, he wasting his time. He's sending all these fucking dudes that's out there to interfere with what really goes on in the game. 857, I think it was you that had that press one. Could you press one and come on back? You know, I ain't tripping. You know, if it wasn't you, whatever. But I think it was you, 857. But any motherfucking way, that was cool, Trey. That was a good one. You always come up with some good ones, man. That's why I fucks with you, because you know what time it is with me. You know that I am progressive. And I want to have, oh, that's 786. Let's get him. 786, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, bub? It's LP, man. What's good, man?
LP, I sent you that shit. Don't talk about it. Just tell me how you feel about it.
Hey, all I got to say is, if a nigga don't do no pimping after he heard that shit, it ain't in him.
Say, you guys, LP talked to me last week, and I liked what he was saying. Even though he was telling me some whatever, I told the motherfucker I got the smallest violin in the world. He said, no, Pete, something. And then he said some shit that made me say, man, hit me, motherfucker, and remind me of who you are so I can send you a couple of twos, Trey. Trey, I sent him a couple of twos. Then you see what he just said.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, LP.
Yeah.
Why do you feel like that about that shit?
Because, man, that shit is so fucking dope, it's going to make you want to pimp. If you want pimping before, it's going to make you pimp. And if you don't pimp, it just ain't in you. Because that shit is so powerful, man. It's so powerful because it's the way to be. That's how you got to be. If you're talking about
Excuse me. I got choked. I just drunk some water.
Because it makes you have to do something, doesn't it?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Let's say it's so drunk, dope, so powerful, all this, that, and the other. That, see, listen to me, LP. If you was talking to a bitch and you say, yeah, baby, I got for you, it's so powerful, it's so this, blah, blah, all those words you was using. You wouldn't catch the bitch.
Yeah.
You know why?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Because you didn't explain to her what powerful is. Listen, baby. Listen. When you fuck with me, baby, I'm going to have you a bad bitch. I'm talking about one of them bitches that got her own apartment. You ain't got to worry about no motherfucking hotel or motel or any of that kind of goddamn shit. You can deal with the tricks in your spot. I'm talking about a bitch got a car, you know, got jewels, got, you know, you start explaining what power is. See, that's how you catch. Yes, the word powerful is dealt to get her attention.
Yeah.
But if you don't, you know, satisfy what she's hungry for, you're not going to catch the bitch. Now, wait. Just listen, LP.
Mm-hmm.
You got that tool or those tools, and you see how dope they are. Now, I want to be looking for you, man, because I know you got to believe in my chorus now. I mean, you have to. You just have to, man. Because I just sent you something free. Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to say, the only thing that's to say is, man, I got to get that shit. I got to get some more of that shit.
So all I'm saying to y'all that's listening, I know you hear this, you hear that, but you haven't heard my shit ain't dope. I just sent this man some free shit. I ain't been knowing this man. This man just fucking hit me, you know, last week on last week's show, and I'm a motherfucker to say I'm going to do this, that, and the other, and I do it. And he happened to follow through. A day or two later, because I had forgot about his motherfucking ass. I thought he was going to hit me that night. But what I'm saying is when he did hit me and I motherfucking hit him, he see what I'm saying. I'm not bullshitting. Because if you want game, that's all I'm spitting on down and dirty. If you want to know how to have a conversation or come up with shit to say to a bitch, that's all the fuck I'm doing on Ask Rosebud. Ask Rosebud tools are conversation tools. Down and dirty tools is how to think to become the motherfucker you want to become, which is a monster. And the only way, see, monster don't mean somebody with fucked up skin and 3-4 eyes and long claws and all that shit. Monster in the game mean a motherfucker that's fly, swab, and dabbing near. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I see somebody else, 786. ALP, thanks, man.
What's up?
I appreciate it. No I appreciate what you said, brother. And I hope I hear from you real soon. Matter of fact, if I do, I'm going to hook you up with something you ain't ready for. All right, 314, what's happening with you?
Ah, shit, yeah, what's happening with Rosebud?
I'm cool.
What's going on with you? Yeah. Yeah, I was asking a question, man. For the interview process, man, say you bumped into a little young bitch, man. You take out or whatnot.
Wait. Excuse me. Hold on. Trey, what's up with this caller?
Well, he's doing a lot of explaining and
No. What's up with this caller is that I can tell he ain't got none of my shit because he's already talking about a conversation. And if we talking about a conversation and you got my shit, you know you prepared for a conversation because you just set an arsenal up. So from him, you know, I don't even know what you're going to ask, but I can understand from how you're talking that you're going to ask me some shit about how to discern this or that. And it's already given to you. Not given, but it is. Because it's about the arsenal. Come on, caller. I'm not saying I'm right. I was only saying what I was saying. Now, everybody's heard what I'm saying. Now, whatever the heck you want to say, come on, brother. I ain't going to keep you from expressing yourself.
Okay, you know, without my question, you know what I'm saying, keep it simple or plain is, well, I know your style. You smashing on bitches real fast, but some guys, you know, they more little
pasty. We not talking about me. We talking about your question. And what I'm saying is, you was talking about, you know, sometimes you get to talking to a blah 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 blah, and I cut you off. I want you to keep going from there, if you remember.
Yeah, I was leading up to a question. I had to, you know, what I'm saying, get you where I was going, leading up to a question. But the question is, you know, you know, basically breaking a bitch down, you know what I'm saying? Because I was told you want to, you know, have that bitch tell you her whole life story so you know what you're dealing with it, you know what I'm saying, how you want to deal with this bitch. But what's your take on the process of how long you want to be dealing with this bitch before you flip her, you know what I'm saying?
Stop right there. See, I'm not scared of what you say. I take what you say and handle it. I don't take everything you said and handle it with one answer. If it's 10 things in what you say, I'm taking each one of them. And how do you know whatever about a bitch? Come on, man. Listen to me. I believe in having an arsenal. An arsenal is a system of conversation that you know when you should fuck with a bitch or not. You know where she at as far as you're concerned. And what I'm saying is I use my arsenal. And if you don't believe me, there is a show on Ask Rosebud that's in the archives, but I don't know which number it is, but you can find it, and it shows you. Because what I'm saying is I show you how to use an arsenal live on my show. And
I ain't know that. I gotta check that out then. I ain't know that. Okay.
I got a tool that you buy and it shows you how to use an arsenal. But what I'm really leading up to is, bro, the thing about you, just like the last caller, you know, you guys see how beneficial I am. But you won't investigate shit to make yourself better. Otherwise, unless you think my shit ain't gonna make you better, then I can't see a reason you don't get it. Because to me, if you didn't, I mean, maybe you do want to ask these questions, but I'm not the kind of, I don't like asking questions. You know, I like presenting scenarios where the person that I'm talking to start kicking it about the scenario, and he don't know I got a question in my head, and as he kick it out of the information he's sharing, I'm going to pull the answer out. Because we talking about whatever my question is, he just don't know it. Because I presented a fucking scenario. So what I'm saying is, don't be mad at me, because I'm sharp as a motherfucking tack. And I'm going to make sure, because the moment
you got your sound on your cut, you got your sound on your cousin was supposed to be hitting this line then. If I ain't bought your tools, then I don't even supposed to be on here asking no questions then. That's
No. That ain't what I'm saying. That's what you heard. What I'm saying is that if I have a question, if you have a question, and you want all of the information that you can get as far as what that question is seeking, you can't ask the question because all you're going to get is an answer. And that's going to be whatever that answer is, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 words, whatever. But if you present a scenario, man, you know what, man, I had this bitch, man, you know, and I've been breaking bitches and shit, man, they always act like, you know, they want a motherfucker to feel like this, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I broke this bitch the other night. Man, this motherfucking bitch did. She just, you know, woo-woo, whatever. Whatever I explain, the motherfucker with game is going to start talking about bitches. And he's going to start saying, man, you know, bitches, some bitches want to be pimped on, woo-woo-woo. He's going to start talking about all kind of shit. He ain't going to answer no one fucking question. Because once you ask the question, the motherfucker with the answer is going to get chicken shit. Immediately. His mind get chicken shit. If he going to answer the question, all he answering is the question. He ain't sharing no thoughts on it. Woo, woo, woo. Hey, man, should I, you know, just accept the money from a bitch, you know, no matter what I think about how she paid me? Yeah, nigga. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get where you're going with. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get your number.
The game, see, people don't understand, man. The game is real. It's not just some shit a motherfucker like me talk about. It's real. If you live by it, you gonna get to do and experience some shit that other motherfuckers won't get to ever see. Man, right now, you guys just don't know, hey, why I don't be in the streets a whole bunch, blah, 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 all this. Because right now, whoever the fuck that know me from 19 whenever see me the same way. Because that's what I represent. So when they see me, they gonna respect me like that. Now, for me, at this age, that kind of flatters me. So, of course, I feel flattered about, but it's not about them flattering me. It's about the respect I'm getting from what I did, and they did none of that shit in 20 years. You don't have to, because my shit is all over. Hey, man, as much shit as I talk, bro, you know, they would be then found some whack, fucked up shit about me by now. You know, they talk about Pimpin' Ken, but they got all kind of bullshit about Pimpin' Ken. I don't know any of that bullshit about Pimpin' Ken, so don't send me that bullshit and ask me what I think of it. But ain't no motherfucker going to be able to send no bullshit about Rosebud. I don't give a fuck. You ain't finna send none about my confidence course, and you ain't finna send none about my pimping. I dare any motherfucker to find anything to say I was a sucker, except I will admit Jimmy Starr, that motherfucker, he talks really negative about me. But, I mean, he's the only one, and you see he's an obscure motherfucker. He, one minute he's a bishop in the church, and the next minute he's a motherfucker that got something to do with pimping. I ain't never...
What do you got to say about you? What Ms. Jimmy Starr got to say about you?
I'm not going to say nothing about what that nigga got to say about me, but I done been told. I understand. You know what I'm saying? Gangsta Brown called me, told me a bunch of shit. Fillmore Slim called me. You know, me, Gangsta Brown, and Fillmore Slim was this, that, and the other. He had these big old stories about us. But I ain't repeating it. What I'm saying is, I didn't give a fuck. I'm saying, check this out, bro. I ain't tried to have all in 20 years. So why you gonna be talking about me and some relevant today pimp shit? Because the pimping don't go nowhere. You understand? Long as the nigga say you know himself, you know they gonna be thinking of me however they do. And Trey will tell you, I love to be applauded or whatever, but that shit don't mean nothing to me, man. The only thing means something to me is the real nigga. So if you're a real nigga, you know, you want to do this, that, and the other, woo-woo, come on. You know, that's what means something to me. That's why I don't give a fuck all you motherfuckers getting on the phone, woo-woo, talk all this shit. You know, if you want to get better, get the shit. And then, let's say my shit don't work. You hate me. Man, you can fuck me up. Oh, you get on here, not here, because this is my show. Let's say you was in Rosebud, that shit ain't shit. It's the big X over here that I can X your ass out. Well, nobody hear you. So, I'm saying is, no, Facebook is wide open. That motherfucking Rosebud, woo-woo. You ain't seen that shit, man. Hella motherfuckers didn't bought my shit. 5,000 motherfuckers didn't bought my shit, man. You know? So, I'm just saying, man, you know, if you want to have what we talk about on any one of my shows, then you got to get the shit. And especially when Trey actually, you know, we damn near there. But when we get it to where, you know, we can have everything hooked up at once and everything work at the same time on this YouTube shit, man, I'm going to have a channel for the confidence course. And them motherfuckers that bought the course, they going to be able to be in a, like a I guess like this. A show, and we going to get to be talking about shit. Man, come on. Whatever you want to ask, because what I'm saying is everybody want to know what I would do. And in my course, what really makes it good is I don't fucking tell you what I would do about none of the shit I'm telling you to do. Who gives a fuck about what I would do? What the fuck are you going to do? The course is on you. If it's about talking to 50 bitches every week, what the fuck you gonna do? Rosebud, talk to 50 bitches. So fucking what? What the fuck are you gonna do? I mean, I talk to you. Not necessarily like that. But in the course, I talk to you, man. I'm not finna let you be no punk. I know where punk shit come out with motherfuckers. And when I say something, and I know some punk shit gonna come out or could come out, I start cracking on it before it come out, and you gonna have to address it. See, this is what I do on here, man. My fucking shit is interactive. Do you know what that means?
You asked me a question, 314 Zinc. You asked me a question, or
talking to you. Do you know what interactive means?
Interactive. Or
interactive.
That's getting involved.
No. Yes, it is. I take that back. But see, that's a really whack, short answer. But it is an answer, because interactive means getting involved. But interactive means specifically that some shit you can see or read on the computer you can actually incorporate in real time with yourself. Otherwise, you're reading this and it's saying, go out right now, motherfucker, and talk to five bitches. And you just stop the computer right there and go out and talk to five bitches. Now that's interactive. Why would I say something like that? Let's say I said that. Why would I say something like that? Why would that be good for you to hear? Why would that be good for you to do? Why do you think?
Because you challenged me to get up and make something happen.
Well, check this out. I'm going to kind of answer this, but I'm not going to get deep because the answer's in my program. But shit, man, you can't think of something and go do it. You ain't that kind of motherfucker.
Think of something and go do it.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you heard me. That's what I said. What you trying to say? You can?
I know I can.
Hey, if you talking about, man, I'm finna go over and beat this nigga, yeah, you can do that. But I'm talking about thinking about, hey, man, I'm finna go talk to five bitches, the first five goddamn bitches I see. I ain't getting a fuck. You ain't no way you could do that.
That ain't shit for me to do.
All right, man. So what I'm finna say is this right here. What was your first name, 314?
Zink, man. Z-I-N-K. Yeah.
Oh, I remember you. Hey, listen. This is Thursday. And it's motherfucking 7 o'clock motherfucking Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to give you 24 hours. But I want you to motherfucking goddamn hit my email in 24 hours, askrosebud@gmail.com, and show me 10 bitches that you spoke to. Not show me in pictures, but just put their names and their number. All right, motherfucker, you can get names out the goddamn phone book. I mean, if you want to do that, then do that. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to trust that you way sharper than that, way bigger than that, and since I'm challenging your ass to go.
But I ain't got the confidence problem. I'm on the down dirty side. I'm shit.
Brother. If you want to qualify it to where you don't have to do it, then just say you don't want to do it. Because I would give a fuck which direction you coming from, ass Rosebud, down and dirty. I know what show I'm on, bro. I'm the host.
Yeah,
I'm
that was the case.
I ain't no scary motherfucker, man. I'm real. And if you really Hold up. If you really about this down and dirty one-on-one shit, this ain't nothing for you. But,
yeah, you did it yesterday already.
let me just say why I'm saying what I'm saying, so you can see how a motherfucker with game and really rely on game ain't never gonna be, you know, outwitted. Because what I'm saying is, you wouldn't be talking about no shit like that if you was really about that shit. That's why I know goddamn well ain't no way in the world you could think of something and go do it. Now, you could think of something, and maybe you could do that with this. I done told you, go talk to 10 bitches. Now, if you're really going to do it, you could take, let's say it's 24 hours, in, you know, from 7 o'clock to the next 7 o'clock. Shit, you could take 12 of them hours building yourself up, talking yourself into it. But you know the kind of nigga I am, let's say it's 7 o'clock, and a motherfucker said that shit to me, 7:45, I'm hitting that motherfucker, and I'm daring that motherfucker to call hell one of them bitches. Motherfucker, I'm letting you know, call the bitch, because you know I can be in the phone book just pulling names out. So yeah, I'm talking about call this bitch, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna say whatever.
I'm gonna have them bitches call you and say, talk to my uncle. Because, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm saying, look, call my motherfucker up because they get you right.
Well, that's what I'm gonna do.
A bitch I want you to holler for real, huh? I'm gonna say, call my motherfucker up so he can let you know how we come.
Is she anywhere around Las Vegas?
You don't know how to take that bitch, bro.
Because what I'm saying is she ain't missed me with that talk to me bullshit. I ain't trying to talk to no bitch. I would give a fuck about that motherfucker, man. I already know. Hey, the only bitch I'm trying to talk to is the one that I want to fuck with some kind of way for whatever. And I'm just, hey, what I'm really saying is the confidence that I speak of. The confidence, see, because you have the kind of confidence that every other motherfucker have. Some bullshit confidence. Because anytime it get tested, you going to fail. Like I said, man, all you got to do is hit me tomorrow with them 10 bitches or hit me tonight like I would. I'd hit your ass in an hour or something with 10 bitches. Because I'd go out and go get some fucking pepperoni sticks at fucking 7-Eleven and see 10 bitches.
So what I'm trying to do, holler at the bitches, what? Get their number, I mean, what I'm...
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't going to problem, you know, getting at a bitch, but if she ain't my cup of tea,
just say...
No,
just say...
What I'm saying, I ain't on the comedy court. I'm on the down and dirty. I ain't got no problem talking to no bitch. That ain't nothing.
What I'm trying to understand is if you ain't got no problem talking to no bitch, why ain't you say, well, all right, nigga, let's go on to the next thing. I'll hit you tomorrow with these 10 bitches.
I don't understand what your challenge is about. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand what the challenge is about. That's what I'm saying. I ain't on the confidence.
Okay,
let me
tell you what the challenge is about. You said something that made me think that you was saying you don't have no problem doing shit you think of doing. Now you may not have said those words. It's just something you said,
okay.
And I forget what it was, but it made me think that. And I say, man, you ain't a motherfucker that could do what you think of. I mean, you know, that think of something and do it. And you said, yes, I am. And so then we come up with that shit. I came up with that shit. You know, well, man, since you could do whatever you think of, talk to 10 bitches. Hey, brother, think of this right here. Think of this right here. If you just said, all right, nigga. And then tomorrow I had 10 bitches that you didn't have. What I'm going to do, I'm going to say you ain't shit. I'm going to say you the greatest thing in the world. No. The only thing that's going to happen is you're going to have 10 numbers. You're going to have 10 bitches that you wouldn't have had.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Man, I mean, in reality, that's the only thing going to happen. I can't make or break you if you get 10 bitches numbers or not.
Yeah.
Shit. So what I'm saying is if I'm challenging you, man, believe me, it sounds like the kind of challenge any motherfucker would hear. But if the motherfucker, if he accepted, he going to see it was a challenge for his ass. And if he meet it, his ass going to win. The motherfuckers caller, the motherfuckers that heard me and you kicking it, they ain't hardly going to win from from what we was doing. That's why I love this shit. They can hear it. They can hear it like a motherfucker. But unless they fucking with it like you are, like you laughing right now because you know what I'm talking about, them motherfuckers ain't going to get it. Shit.
Yeah.
I love this shit, man. Hey, that's what this is all about, man. So you got anything else, man?
No, I'm cool. Appreciate you, bro. But
man, I appreciate you, brother. Hey, Trey, you see... I mean, I'm sure you see that when motherfuckers call in, I mean, I mean, really call in and fucking really ask their question. I mean, some people call in just to be calling in and, hey, bud, I'm just trying to holler. Man, fuck you, man. I don't want you hollering at me. I'm on a radio show. I want motherfuckers that want me delving into some shit that's fucking with them. And if they bring me some shit that's fucking with them, I can tell. I mean, you know, you see me starting to call on you, Trey, because you can, from me calling on you and now you putting two and two together, you can tell when these motherfuckers don't have none of the shit, right?
Most debt right off the bat.
So what I'm saying is people be thinking that I'm just talking shit, but I'm not. You can tell. And then when they don't have the shit, it's like trying to speak to a giraffe and getting that motherfucker to speak back to you. It ain't gonna happen. It's just not. So my thing is to try to get those who do actually interact with me verbally or however, but mostly verbally. My thing is to try to get you to see. Fuck with me. Talk to me. Get a coaching lesson to see, man. I'm not going to change from what I am right now. I'm not going to deny you of thinking what you really want to think. But I bet if you bring anything you think into me, I'm going to be able to filter it through this game I got. And I'm going to tell you a game version. And what you're going to get to do is see what you said, and you're going to see what I said, and you're going to get to run them two things through your mind and get to choose.
Now, but I have no desire to be a pimp. But if these cats on the show, that's something that they're looking to do. I don't know why they don't ask questions like, where would you find, what's the best places to go?
Trick. What's the best place to go? There is no best place to go. That's why anywhere you go is the best place. All you supposed to see is a bitch. Now, if she way too old, then okay. She way too fat and you don't want to fuck with her, okay. But I'm saying anytime they in the realm of what you want to fuck with for whatever reason, whatever you're looking for, then it don't matter. Man, if you talking about the best place to go is to a club or to a museum, or, well, man, come
you
on,
know,
man.
You can't say like, you know, Greyhound stations and stuff like that.
What is that going to do, man? I mean, you see that shit on America's Most Wanted. Who in the fuck go there? Oh, 876, I see you back. What's up, man? Come on.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, this is a Jamaican again, but, you know, you can call me Benji. I have a question.
You're a Christian?
No, I have a question.
Oh, you have a question. A question. All right, come on.
Yeah. All right,
so, I was talking to this lady, right, for about, about a week. And this married chick, and I got her to the point where, you know, kissing her and shit, but I got chick's number.
Hey, bro, I ain't gonna say nothing about the Down the Dude show.
Alright, go ahead.
I'm gonna just say, in any situation, three strikes you out. So you already talking to a bitch for a week.
Yeah.
That's strike one. Now, the motherfucking bitch is married. That's strike two.
What
I'm saying is, if nothing is going on and after she's married and you get to bust her out and blah, 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 everything is happy, well, you don't have strike three. But you have a question about the situation, which means without me even hearing it, some shit is fucked up.
Fucked up, yeah, that shit real.
That's strike three. So what I'm saying is I'm going to give you the opportunity to ask your question, But what I'm saying is, why would you even put yourself in a situation where you already struck out before you ask your question?
Yeah, true, true. But the question can be applied to other
Come on in, come on.
All right, so let me just put it another way. So you say you're talking to a regular bitch then, and you get her shit and whatever, you get with her, and then you get another bitch's number in front of that bitch, and she start tripping. How do you deal with that?
Well, let me ask you this first.
Yeah.
If let's say you was hungry, and you had a plate of pancakes, and you had a plate of toast.
Yeah, I know what you're gonna say. I know what you're gonna say. I think.
Wait, no. All
right, go on.
And then you get ready to eat, but since there's two of them,
yeah,
you take too long to make a decision. You had the pancakes first. Before I was even about making a decision. But since you hadn't ate these waffles or whatever I said came,
mm-hmm.
Now you got to make a decision. But you took too long. What am I saying then, since you think you know?
Well, you have to work with what you have. Because you would start choosing and miss the two of them shits.
Well, let me tell you something with your good accent having ass, motherfucker. The shit you just said... Definitely right.
Yeah, that's what's up, yeah.
You supposed to fucking work with what you have. Fuck that motherfucker. You don't even supposed to try to get no number in front of this bitch.
Yeah.
That don't mean you a player. That mean you stupid. that's all the problem, see?
So, shit.
What I'm
all
saying
right,
is, let's
up.
Say you... Yeah, that's right. I'm finna ask you now. Let's say you did that. What happened in that case, sir? That bitch dissed you up.
Yeah, she tried. She was doing some stupid shit, too. She was, well, not really, but, you know, she was saying,
bro,
like...
Bro. She did what you asked her to do.
True,
she did what you suggested for her to do.
Ah, shit,
you know,
yeah.
Hey, man. This is what we doing, man. We talking real shit. You know, real live shit. Shit that happened. So what that fucking shit happened, man? You know, listen to this, man. I was my last wife. Let me say, motherfucker, I'm going to leave you. You know what I told that bitch, man? I said, baby, you looking at a motherfucker that has been left 2,500 times. So
I remember that.
You making 2,501.
One.
You know what, that bitch just looked at me and just shot daggers because she knew I was telling her, so fucking what? You ain't finna kill me off, you crazy motherfucker. Whatever you finna do, you finna make yourself happy. And what you finna do is free me up to really do whatever the fuck I wasn't doing because I was fucking with you. That's all I think, man. You know, so, brother, what I'm saying is when you fortunate enough to catch a bra, because you ain't got my shit either. I don't want to hear it. You ain't got it. I can hear it.
Nah, I ain't got it.
I know it. So when you fortunate when you catch a bitch. See, when you fortunate enough to catch her, you better make sure you focus on that bitch. Because you ain't even about to be qualified to have two bitches. Hey, check this out, dude. You wouldn't know what to do if you had one bitch, the bitch you was talking to, and then you didn't fuck her and everything, and now she ain't even there. And now you meet another bitch. You wouldn't even know what to do with that bitch, man. Come on.
Yeah.
It ain't about them seeing each other. It ain't about them, you know, doing something, whatever, crazy like that, but, you know, getting your number or whatever the fuck you said. I'm saying two bitches, period, would be a problem for you. Hey, all you guys listening to my goddamn shit, man, don't get me to tripping, because, man, I'll stop having shows. I mean, I don't want to trip, but I'm going to tell your motherfucking ass, I ain't finna share all this game to the motherfuckers that ain't going to fuck with themselves. Why you want to fuck with me and you want to even fuck with yourself? Trey, I got a question, Trey. I want to, whatever your answer is, too, good or bad. Why would I want to fuck with you if you didn't want to fuck with yourself?
You wouldn't.
So, wait, Trey. This is going somewhere. When me and
okay.
you first hooked up, you offered some shit. I accepted it, and it came to fruition, and we started talking on a more, you know, stable basis, blah, blah, blah. What do you think made me think I could fuck with you?
Because I did what I said I was going to do. I was a man of my word.
Out your fucking mouth was what the fuck he did. Because out my mouth is what I'm going to do. See, and that's what you guys got to understand, 876. If you want to say some shit, then you have to be about what that shit indicates. So, 876, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
First, I didn't actually forgot. So tell me, what was your actual question? Because I didn't went off in what I didn't went off about what I was thinking, and I don't want to answer. I don't want to answer your original question wrong. So what was your original question?
Well, the original question, you could put it simply as how to get the bitch to stop tripping about something she saw you do.
Okay. Actually, that you didn't ask it like that, but that's a good question.
No. But yeah.
Do you want to know the answer to that?
Yeah.
Before you even do anything around her, let her know you ain't scared to tell her the truth. Don't ask me shit that you don't want to know the answer to. And I ain't finna hide who I am or how I roll because I'm fucking with you. Now, however you do that is on you, but you gotta let her know all that shit up front. Because let me tell you something, man, this just happened today. I was talking to this rival, man, and shit, I told that bitch, listen, you know, I ain't fucking with my motherfucking wife at all because I want to hear bitches be had. And I just went off whatever I think. And I told the bitch, well, in the end, I said everything I said to come to this point. And I said, shit, I'm going to have some girlfriends, a bunch of motherfucking girlfriends. And the bitch was quiet. And I said, you going to be one of my girlfriends? What that bitch say, man? That bitch said, yeah. I'm not saying that's good or bad. What I'm saying is, if I was fucking with that bitch in some kind of way she saw or found out I was fucking with another bitch, she wouldn't be tripping. She already said she want to be one of my girlfriends. What I'm saying is, I don't know if you see the dope in that, but that's dope. That's the way you want your life. You don't want no motherfucker trying to fuck with you on a fucked up way because of something you do naturally. Because I naturally fuck with a lot of bitches. But when I was married, I was like not doing that shit. And this year of me not being, well, I've been married, but I ain't, you know, been separated from my wife and shit. I've been rediscovering all of this goddamn shit that I've been telling y'all. I've been telling y'all about it like, man, you know, do this, do that, woo-woo. Man, I ain't talking to nam bitch while I was married. I mean, I avoid them motherfuckers. But now I be talking to the bitch at the ATM. I be talking to, I'm talking about, shit. I be at them motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck. Bitch cannot even say shit and hide her fucking number. Hey, when I see the bitch putting her hand over a number, I start cracking up. You know, I used to be a motherfucker that stole credit cards. You got to have all the information to use it, you crazy motherfucker. I'm not going to be able to get your goddamn PIN number without your card information and steal your shit. You crazy bitch. I don't really say all that. But what I'm saying, that's what I really be thinking. Because when they put their hand over that shit, they be saying, I see you back there and I don't trust you. Fuck you, bitch. You don't even know how they steal your shit. They don't do that stupid shit there. But anyway, let me leave that alone. 876, we cool. Hey, you got anything else, man?
No, man, that's it. Big up, you know.
All right, thank you, brother. Hey, Trey.
Yo.
Shit. We got fucking 3 minutes, man. I ain't even started my motherfucking show. But let me tell you something else. This is what I call dope. Trey, this is what I call dope. You know, make my little introduction, and then from that point on, talk to these motherfuckers that's, you know, listening in. And yeah, I'm going to talk shit. Hell motherfucking yeah, I'm going to crack on you if you need to be cracked on. But I think, and let me know if this is what you think too, Trey. I think every motherfucker that pressed one and opened their mouth about their situation got laced with some shit that helped their fucking ass. What you think, Trey?
I believe they did. Hey, I got laced listening.
Hey, Trey, now, we already know about Arts District Direct, but fill us in about all your shit.
I also have the TreyLavish.com that gives you an example of like a Victoria's Secret website. So if anybody is interested in having something like that, I could do that. I do logos, do graphics.
Hey, Trey, do you mean Victoria's Secret type site, meaning X-rated shit or feminine shit?
See, when I made this site, I know that cosmetics, I know women's clothing, lingerie, things like that, they're good sellers. So that's why I built this site. I have some other sites that I don't really speak on that. No, they're not bad.
Trey, excuse me. You missed something. Otherwise, this Victoria site God damn it, I got these hiccups, but I'm going to try to talk.
Right.
Victoria site means that people can come to whoever site and from that site branch off to offshoots or different things. You might come go ahead.
When I say Victoria's Secret, Victoria's Secret is a popular lingerie store that a lot of women like to go to. And if you look at this site, it is set up like that site or like a J. Crew's for women, things like that. I'm building cosmetic websites, things like that. And
Trey. So you mean set up like that, meaning that whatever, what was the name of that motherfucker you just used?
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, whatever Victoria's Secret's actual site look like as far as can get to this, that, and the other that they have, you set whoever's site up to be that way.
To operate as if they was Victoria's Secret. So I'm building you a multi-million dollar company site, but
I know you think I'm interrupting you and shit. But these motherfuckers don't really know the dope that you're doing. 909, I see you. Hold on. They don't realize the dope that you're doing, man. So I have to, make you just say how much dope you actually delivering right now. But let me get 909 right now, Trey. Hold on. 909, what's up?
What's going on, man? Hey, man, we need to get this, we need to get back to that goddamn, that round table like y'all used to have out there in Hollywood. We need to get that shit back in Vegas. We need to get that in Vegas, man. It's a lot of mispimping going on. It's a lot of these niggas out here on drugs. A lot of these niggas out here boyfriend pimping and all kind of shit, man. But it's a lot of you OG pimps out here. You, Kenny Red, Sinful. It's a lot of y'all out here that, you know, it's a lot of game that y'all can spread. And I don't know, maybe y'all can somehow spearhead this round table shit to get it back to where we start knocking some of that shit on up out of here and running some of these suckers up out of town. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know what, bro? Let me tell you something. A round table ain't going to do shit. You know why? Because there's too many motherfuckers already kicking this shit. It's the motherfuckers out there, like you. I'm not saying you're doing this, but you're out there. See, when I was out there, you better not bring your ass around me talking some bullshit. And if I, after you talk that bullshit, I better not see you again, not on the track. When I see your goddamn bitch, I'm finna get that bitch problem. And then when I see bitch, I'm finna tell my bitch to get that bitch problem. So what I'm saying is all that motherfucking shit you finna say about these gangsters and all kind of high fucked up, them motherfuckers was out there when I was there too. Motherfucker, I ain't carrying no guns, but I'm gonna kill you with this pimping if you fuck with me.
That's how it should be. Real shit. But they shooting at the pimping out here.
Hey, man. It wasn't pimping out there except for with the motherfuckers that was really pimping when I was out there. So it's always been perpetrating motherfucking simp-ass motherfuckers. Ain't got no game. That got all kind of shit to kill a pimp about.
Hey, but it's going to keep a pimp sharp, though, ain't it?
That's what it do. God damn it. That's what it do. Because you see, I'm sitting right here. And I was right there on every goddamn fucking track in this fucking country. Hennepin in Minnesota, fucking 14th and K in D.C., motherfucking Harry Hines in goddamn Dallas. Man, shit, Hollywood, man, come on, man. And everything in between, all four of them motherfuckers, man. I pimp
you out
them
on
mind,
Broadway?
Man. Broadway in what city, man? Every city got a Broadway.
Oh,
you talking about
LA.
In New York? In L.A.? Hell no. Fuck
that's what a gangster is.
Man, see, what I'm trying to say is this right here, man. How can you motherfuckers be talking about pimping in you on Broadway or Figueroa?
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. You can't even do no pimping. You know what I mean? It's shit like that. You got to know.
Oh,
but if you don't know that, and you go there.
Hey, Trey, let me show this motherfucker something right here. Hey, youngster, I'm sure your car, if you got one, can drive. If you don't have one, I'm sure the bus, I'm sure the plane, I'm sure the train, I'm sure there's some way for you to get to where they get money as opposed to sitting around Broadway.
I'll be on a motherfucking bicycle or a skateboard with a bitch. That ain't nothing. You smell me? I'm just saying that, you know. A couple years ago, a pimp got killed on the strip.
Stop right there. Trey, you hear what this motherfucker said? And then he's supposed to try to get serious. Motherfucker, you riding skateboards and bicycles. You ain't even. You supposed to. Whatever you talking about. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Because if that's what you're doing, I don't give a fuck how well you do it or how good you can do it. That's some whack shit. You ain't even supposed to be in that kind of environment doing that shit. You're supposed to be at the skateboard park, motherfucker, riding up that cement, turning flips and shit.
Hey, it was a figure of speech. I was saying if I had to, I would be on a bicycle busting a bitch or breaking a bitch.
I think he over there
Trey, let me lace this youngster. Hey, bro, if I had to, I would do what I had to do, but ain't no way in the fuck I would ever have to get on a bicycle to start trying to break a bitch.
a metaphor, man.
Or a skateboard. Now, goddamn.
I feel you.
I'd rather walk all the way wherever that skateboard can take me or that bike can take me so I can get to the bitch. Because it's about me and that bitch. It ain't about, no, you don't feel me, man. You just talking shit. but listen, about that shit.
Let me ask
talking. Come on, ask me. Hey, you a young nigga, huh? You a young nigga, huh? Just out of high school.
Of course.
All right, come on.
Let me ask you, if I got my little, got me a new little bitch, you know what I'm saying? A young bitch not that. Not that season, you know what I'm saying?
And
she get out of pocket with some pimping.
You're lying because you're doing too much describing. So stop lying. If you want to talk about some shit, talk. But I'm not finna let your bullshit me. You ain't got no bitch, and you know it. Because if you did, you would run a straight in talking about her. You start describing her so you can prove to me you have a bitch. So then let me know you don't have a bitch. Now come on.
Nah, I feel you. My bitch, you know what I mean, got broke by a nigga about being too loose out here, you know what I'm saying? How you supposed to, you know
so
what I'm saying?
So you said, wait, hold on. So you said, even though I said all this shit, you really do have a bitch.
Something like that.
See? Now, see that bullshit right there, Trey?
Oh,
I can't
yeah.
fuck with that. He said something like that. You either do or you don't. What's up with you, nigga? How old is
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I got a bitch, yeah. Yeah, I got the
How
bitch.
Old is your motherfucking ass? And don't be lying, motherfucker. How old are you?
27.
I didn't ask you what you in. 27? Is that what you said?
Yep.
Motherfucker. You better quit playing games. You tripping. Hey, but anyway, you said you had a proud out. Hey, you said you had a broad out there that some motherfucker broke her, right?
Yeah.
Meaning she was out of pocket, man. That's all that means. Because if he would have robbed her, you would have said he robbed her. You said he broke her. Well, man, you can't be mad at the nigga. You supposed to slap that bitch.
Off the grid.
Well, what's your goddamn question doing?
Nah, that was a question, right? You know, I just want to, you know, how to go about that without using your hands, without using, you know, your mind. What's
hey,
the,
hey,
know?
Hey, nigga. Hey, if you don't, stop with your bullshit. You know, when you run out of words, you run out of game. That's true. In the end, if you got to use your hands, you better be using it at the right time. Because there's going to come a time when a bitch challenge your motherfucking ass. If you don't slap the shit out of her, you ain't going to get the pimp out. And that motherfucking bitch was out of pocket because she did something. Not because the nigga was pimping. If a nigga fucking with a bitch and she out of pocket, he going to break her.
Right. You know.
Yeah, but you stupid motherfuckers want to be mad at the nigga. You supposed to be checking that bitch.
That. All right, bud. I appreciate you.
No, wait. I'm not going to let you escape like that. I want to ask you something else. What the fuck you going to do?
I'm a pimp.
Man, I don't want no vague answer like that. What?
I already did the shit. I already got on a bitch head, you know what I'm saying, about the shit. But you know what I'm saying? If you feel like some was done in the wrong way, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what you're going about the shit. You wasn't there.
I ain't checking your traps. So, you know, I ain't saying what's right or wrong. You said you checked that bitch about being out of pocket, right?
Yeah.
Look, now, I'm going to ask you this. Because when you answer, I'm going to take your fucking answer as the truth. You checked that bitch for being out of pocket, right?
Yeah.
So then, what's left? Keep pimping, man. Send that bitch right back out there. Break that bitch like 5 hours in or however long you've been breaking her. Break her half as long and let that bitch know. Look, bitch, If you're going to get out of pocket, I'm going to make sure I have to check my money. Let her know you're doing some shit you don't really want to do. And let that bitch be on punishment, man. Come on, man.
All right, my last question. You know, I know it was a lot different, you know, back when you was out there, but did you have them fears, man? I mean, this shit's changing. Motherfuckers getting locked up. Motherfuckers is going to jail. Whether you straight
okay, stop,
late,
stop,
you know,
stop, 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 stop. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Do you know what the big bitch is? Do you know what the big bitch is? Do
the
you know
bitch?
What? No, not do you know what a big bitch is? Do you know what the big bitch is?
No.
That's life. So what I'm saying, motherfucker, that shit been on our ass when we was pimping like a motherfucker. Get caught up pimping, get caught up with some white slavery, get caught up with taking a bitch cross lines, get caught up with any of that kind of goddamn shit. Your ass going. And what I'm saying is, what the fuck? What the fuck is the difference now? I hear you motherfuckers talking about, man, hey, this, that, and the other block. So what? That's what it always been. You don't, if they say you don't supposed to ride no bitches across the state line, and you got a bitch in your car, and you ride across the state line, that's on you. They already told you not to do it. So I send bitches. Or they be in their own car, and they follow me, or whatever. Damn, motherfucker, I pimp, man. I'm a stay out their way. Only motherfucker in my car is me. Shit. Unless I want to ride with a bitch, I pull over, the bitch get in the car. We already in that state, you know. I just pick this bitch up. I seen her in the car with them other bitches. And I, you know, told that bitch that she want to ride. The bitch said, yeah, so I pulled over, man. What am I supposed to do? She got a pussy. I say some shit like that to the police, man. I want to fuck that motherfucking bitch, man. Come on, man. I'm just being real, man. Hey, in the way we kick it on the Down and Dirty Show, one-on-one, is real. That's why we like we are. Trey, close it out, man. I'm gone. Oh, Trey, you don't even have a board, huh? I'm sorry, man. I forgot about that.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you don't have a board. So I got to close it up. Hey, all you motherfuckers, I'm gone, man. I'm going to end the episode.